It takes a lot more than a blackout to make a cynical journalist stop and say, whoa. Most news stories just don't rise up to that level for commentator Judy Muller.
Which is why I was so delighted recently to spot a somewhat obscure article that registered in my news-calloused brain at a very high level of woeness. The headline got me first. It read, Pluto not behaving as expected. Pluto the planet, that is, not the cartoon character. According to the article, Pluto is engaging in what would seem to be some very odd behavior. The planet is getting warmer as it gets farther away from the sun. But hey, you might be thinking, doesn't that defy the law of physics? Well, maybe not. Scientists who measure such things, and I have no earthly idea how they do that exactly, but those scientists say an increase in nitrogen gas has doubled Pluto's atmospheric pressure since it last passed closest to the sun in the late 80s, raising its temperature. Whatever the explanations or the theories, I found myself thinking, you go, Pluto. There was something very heartening about a wayward planet heating up on its race course around the sun, defying all expectations like some astronomical sea biscuit. A come-from-behind space biscuit that used to get no respect. Pluto, you may recall, was once downgraded by some astronomers to a so-called brown dwarf, only to be resurrected by others later as a semi-respectable planet. Well, now they're paying attention, aren't they? I'm not sure why I found this so delightful. You'd think we'd be concerned about something so out of sync with common sense, some celestial upstart throwing off centuries of scientific study like so much cosmic dust. But instead, it cheers me to know that in this world of cynical shrugs, there is something, even if it is out of this world, that defies our expectations and commands our attention. We won't really know what's up with Pluto until a NASA probe flies by in 2015, if the probe ever gets that far. For now, the outermost planet remains the only one not observed up close by a spacecraft. It's nice to know, in a world where wanding at airports is now routine, that there is one unprobed body left in the universe doing its own thing.
The comments of Judy Muller, ABC correspondent and author of the book, Now This.